afternoon. It's Mr. Powell, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
My name's Frobisher. I represent the Happy Life Insurance Company.
Oh, thank goodness.
Life is always happy at Happy Life.
I beg your pardon?
That's our slogan. Life is always happy at Happy Life.
Oh, yes, I see. Can we please get on? This is urgent. As you can see, I'm in hospital.
Absolutely. Now, Mr. Powell, you've made rather a large insurance claim.
Yes, I know.
£8 million, in fact.
That's right.
Well, let's have a look. There's £2 million for damage to your house. A further £2 million for loss of possessions.
Yeah, that's right. The contents of the house have been destroyed.
Then there's £1 million for healthcare. And finally, £3 million for loss of earnings.
Yes, that's everything. When will I get the money?
Well, I'm afraid it's not as simple as that, Mr. Powell.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, we have to assess how accurate your claims are, and then assess whether your insurance policy covers these claims. After all, we can't give out insurance money to everybody, can we? Life wouldn't be very happy if Happy Life Insurance went bankrupt, would it? We wouldn't be able to help our clients who are in real trouble.
For God's sake, look at me.
One thing at a time. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about your house. What's the problem there exactly?
There was a gas explosion and the house blew up and was completely destroyed. Well, haven't you seen the photos I sent you? I haven't got anywhere to live.
Well, there is a large hole in the ground, Mr. Powell. As far as I'm aware, you're the owner of that hole and have every right to live in it.
But it's a hole in the ground, not a house.
Many people would be glad of a hole in the ground, Mr. Powell. Let's not be greedy.
What?
Then there's your possessions. You claim that they all need to be replaced.
Well, yes, that's correct. Everything was destroyed in the explosion.
Have you considered, Mr. Powell, where you're going to put your possessions? You can hardly keep 3 flat screen televisions in a hole in the ground, can you?
What are you talking about? I've lost everything I own.
And what about these health bills, Mr. Powell? £1 million is a lot of money.
But I've been in this hospital for 3 months. They're still doing tests.
So nothing too serious. When will you be back at work? We need to get you earning some money. Your insurance bills are going to be massive.
Look, are you going to give me my money?
The thing is, Mr. Powell, I don't think your policy covers this accident.
What? Well, I've had a super premium policy since I was 18. I've been paying my insurance bills every year since then. I've paid thousands of pounds.
Alas, if only you had the super premium plus policy, you'd be covered for unexpected gas explosions.
This is outrageous.
I'm sorry, Mr. Powell, but as we say at Happy Life, don't get angry. Get happy. Good afternoon.
Doctor, stop that woman. Call the police.